But every time I read this gospel about new wine must be poured into new wineskins, you know, when you have it, who takes a piece of shrunken cloth and adds it to an old cloak? This idea that, and they will pull away. And I think it's true for all of us. And, you know, when I come into a parish, one of the things I keep thinking of is, well, this is the way I did it in my former parish, you know, and I try to bring that here, you know, because that's what I'm used to and that's what I know. And then I come to realize that this community has its own way of being in its own life and its own kind of, some things work and other things don't, but really if I've got a new experience, it calls for a new way of being, and I got to learn that. And when people go through conversion and an experience with God, that usually happens. And the hard part is when we go back and we try to live the old way with a new experience. And we do that sometimes all the time. We might fall back into that old routine or that old way of being. And it really calls for a new way. And with the Christ coming, they're discussing, with Christ coming, it meant for a new way of living. With his teachings and with God coming and showing us kind of how to understand the law, how to understand what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, required a new way of being. And of course, for us, it's the people of the Spirit now, you know, rather than a people of the law, people who our first love is what rules us, and that calls for a new way of being. And so too with our relationship with God. If something traumatic has happened in our lives, come to realize that life has changed now, and we have to let go of the old way of being and open ourselves up to the new way of being. And sometimes I think we try to hang on to an old way, and like the wine in old ones, it just bursts and things just aren't working. And maybe it's a call for a new way of being, a new schedule, a new people, new experiences. And that's a tough thing at times, I think, for us, because we sort of try to cling to the old ways as they did in the gospel. May we be free to living in the Spirit as people live, to be accepting of a new kind of experience with God, a new kind of experience with people that God put in our lives, a new way of living out our faith that might call for a change and a deeper experience than we could have ever imagined. But first it takes kind of letting go of that old way of being and experience God in what he has to present to us in this new life.